Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. South Korea's president impeached. South Korea's National Assembly has voted to impeach President Park Geun-hye. VOA's Steve Miller has more on this historic vote.
With 234 votes for impeachment, President Park Geun-hye has become the second head of state in South Korea to be impeached. Opposition lawmakers needed 29 members of the president's Saenuri party to break ranks to meet the 200-vote threshold for impeachment. They got 63. Park is now suspended from office and Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-ahn becomes acting president. The matter now heads to the Constitutional Court, and the 9-member judiciary will determine if Park committed a grave violation of the law and uphold impeachment. They have 180 days to decide. Steve Miller, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Friday that Russia and Syrian government forces will continue their bombing raids in Aleppo until rebels vacate the city. Lavrov told reporters while attending a security meeting in Hamburg, Germany, after a humanitarian pause, the strikes have resumed and will continue for as long as the bandits are still in Aleppo. Lavrov's comments come just a day after he said the Syrian government had stopped all active military operations in eastern Aleppo. When asked about the seemingly contradictory statements on Friday, Lavrov responded that he did not say that the military operations were completely stopped. He said they were suspended for a certain time to allow civilians wishing to leave to do so. The Russian foreign minister also said today that what's taking shape in the new Trump administration, he feels, is a good thing. He said the electoral pledges of Donald Trump are now starting to take flesh and bone.